This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India's Nari Shakti is setting examples across sectors and actively participating in the resolution of a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. He noted that the NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. These include ensuring dignity through the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, financial inclusion via Jan Dhan accounts, and empowerment at the grassroots level. Mr. Modi cited Ujwala Yojana as a milestone that brought smoke-free kitchens to several homes. He also highlighted how Mudra loans have enabled lakhs of women to become entrepreneurs and pursue their dreams independently. The provision of houses in women's names under the PM Avas Yojana has also made a remarkable impact on their sense of security and empowerment. In Tamil Nadu, Union Minister for Home Affairs and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has criticized the DMK government for indulging in anti-people policies. Addressing a party meeting in Madurai, he accused DMK for Tasmak corruption amounting to 39,775 crore rupees. He said that the law and order in the DMK government has been in disorder. Mr. Shah said that in the past 11 years of Modi government, Tamil Nadu has been given 6 lakh 80,000 crore rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is on a 7-day visit to France, European Union and Belgium to further deepen India's strategic ties and give renewed momentum to ongoing cooperation in diverse areas. During his France visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold bilateral discussions with his counterpart, Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs of France, Jean-Noël Barrot. He will also engage with the senior leadership of France and interact with the think tanks and media. Dr. Jaishankar would also participate in the inaugural Mediterranean Raisina dialogue to be held on 12th and 13th of this month. Meanwhile, during his EU visit, Dr. Jaishankar will hold a strategic dialogue with the EU High Representatives and Vice President Kaja Kallas. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has called on social media influencers and intellectuals to turn the One Nation, One Election initiative into a mass movement, citing its importance for national progress. Speaking at an event in Bengaluru, Chauhan stressed that frequent elections drain time and public funds. He said simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections every 5 years would save administrative resources and money. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over West Rajasthan till the 11th of this month. Parts of northwest India, except for Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, are also likely to witness heat wave conditions during the next 4 days. Meanwhile, the weather agency has issued a yellow alert in Delhi for the next 4 days and warned residents to take precautions against heat-related discomfort as the capital is set to face extreme heat with temperatures rising to 44 degrees Celsius. Assam's flood situation showed further improvement yesterday. Over 2,50,000 people are still reeling under the deluge in 11 districts at around 740 villages. 3 people lost their lives in Kamrup district yesterday due to floods. In tennis, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain pulled off a remarkable comeback to retain his French Open title, defeating world number one Jannik Sinner of Italy in a jaw-dropping 5-hour, 29-minute battle. And that's the end of this news bulletin.